Joyce Gulaimet presenta Cantiamo. Sensilata programmi liato G del Vuci Umana. Se ne tkellmu dwar l-aħħar episodju fil-ħajja u l-karriera ta' Pavarotti, imma bħalma kontattilkom meta tajna l-ewwel darba b'din is-sensiela. Illum se nlaqgħakom m'Alex Ambasċatur Malti għall-Istati Uniti Sir John Lowell li kien hu li għaddil ir-recording tal-intervista li fiha ħassem Luciano Pavarotti li rid jiċċelebra elu s-70 sena tiegħu, tenur famuż intervista li minnha jien ħassiltiet biex inkun nista' nwassalhomkom. Fil-fatt illum fl-istudio tiegħi bi pjaċir kbir nilaqa l-Sir Lowell li huwa ċ-chairman tal-board tal-Manuel, kien ċ-chairman tal-board tal-Manuel, propju meta kien hemm inizjattiva verament sabiħa li ħan nitkellmu dwar ukoll li se nisimgħu anki recording. Fil-fatt Sir Lowell nilqak hawnhekk fl-istudio miegħi waqt li ngħidlek grazzi biex tgħaddili s-CD. Biex jina nkun nista' mbagħad nagħdiha l-issemmija. Ċerta li sabuha verament interessanti għax mhux normali li jkollna leħen ta' artist kbir bħal Pavarotti jitkellem dwar tifkiriet u dwar karriera tiegħu u dwar x'ħass u x'ħaseb u barra minnu kien hemm ukoll oħrajn li ħadmu miegħu u allura bħal René Fleming u oħrajn nies kbar fil-qasam tad-dinja
operistika.
Li dawna kollha. Taw l-opinjoni tagħhom dwar dan at-tenur famuż li kif qed ngħidilkom qegħdin nisimgħu siltiet mill-intervista li kienet saritlu meta għalaq is-70 sena li huwa rid jiċċelebra mas-segwaċi tiegħu u anke jgħidulhom addijo tal-aħħar ma tantx fil-faddam ħafna.
Xi sentejn minn għalija.
Sentejn xi ħaġa jgħidha mħaj. Mela, jiena naf li inti ħdimt ħafna fil-qrib ma ħafna mużiċisti meta kont tokkupa il-pożizzjoni ta' chairman tal-board tal-Manuel, nsibu kantanti, nsibu mużiċisti, diretturi, producers u oħrajn li mhux bil-fors marbutin mal-opra, jista' jkun drama, jista' jkun recital, jista' jkun kunċert.
L-iktar li għandu x'aqsam mal-mużika.
L-iktar li għandu x'aqsam mal-mużika. Mela, tiġa qed tgħidilni, kont se nsaqsik x'tgħidilna dwar dan, dwar dan il-kuntatt li kellek mal-nies li huma mitħla tat-teatru. Kif kien dak iż-żmien għalik?
Jiena, jekk niftakar sew, dom chairman mill-1993 sa l-2003, mbagħad imbagħad wara dik kont mort Washington. U ngħidlek il-verità kienu kważi l-isbaħ żminijiet tiegħi fil-qatt kulturali għaliex.
Meta kont Malti u meta kont imsifer?
Meta kont dal-periodu kont ċemmen il-Manuel Tieda, dal-żminijiet li tajtek. Qabel
l-2003.
Għax, u bat fil-2003 jena batuni Washington.
Mort Washington bħala ambasċatur.
U ovvjament dak iż-żmien 10 snin u żmien twil kelli kuntatti ma' nies importanti ħafna fil-qatt tal-mużika, opera, kunċerti u kollox, għax anki l-arranġamenti konna morru jien u l-artistic director tiegħi Tony Casardare konna morru barra minn Malta u kun intaqgħu man-nies biex inkunu nagħmlu programmi biss il-kantanti jiġu Malta u dejjem nagħmlu programmi normalment sentejn qabel. Konna kuntratti resti
kollhom
il-bookings tagħhom, allura dal-periodu li għamiltem tani pjaċir ħafna li kelli kuntatti kbar ma' mużiċisti u kantanti.
U fil-fatt inti kont ukoll bniedem li instigajt proġett li sar sa fejna fin darba ma reġax isir dak il-proġett imsejjaħ Opera Across the Atlantic.
Le, mhux preċiż. Opera Across the Atlantic sar minn normalment Tucker Foundation.
Tucker Foundation, ma peress li jena l-intervista li konu għamlulek.
Preċiżament, imma meta jena kont Washington u l-aħħar żminijiet qabel ma ġejt Malta, ġiet li din l-idea li l-aħħar speċi sforz li għamel ta' teatru m'għamel hija li n-organizza dal-kunċert li Tucker Foundation ta' Washington iġibu 8 kantanti tal-Metropolitan li kantaw Metropolitan John Manuel u jamlu kunċert li jkun televiżit.
Televised direttament fil-Istati Uniti waqt li aħna rajni Malta għedin jaraf Washington u koll
Washington u koll, auditorium importanti ġo Washington dik għallik dakam safejna fina l-ewwel darba li għazzaret
l-ewwel darba
kizmin zgur
li Tucker Foundation ħareġ mill-Amerika jew l-ewwel darba li sar Malta Malta zgur li l-ewwel darba kien
l-ewwel darba li Tucker Foundation ġi Malta u ġabdat minn kantanti ta' kalibru kbir. U anki l-ewwel darba li aħna trasmettejna minn Malta direttament
għal Washington.
Jkun qed jisimgħu l-istess ħin Washington Joe Auditorium. Żgur aħna fit-tmienja u ma kienu wara nofsinhar.
U ma kienu wara
nofsinhar.
Hemm xi ma' s-sissija differenza,
x'veja. Differenza.
Kemm kienet opportunità kbira għalik din, jew inkella kemm ħadd pjaċir li tkun involut din l-attività.
Minn dal-kunċert u minn dal-suċċess tal-kunċert li mbagħad ovvjament kellna recordings tiegħu. Jiena kontent qajt ma' dan John Tolanski li tant oġbitu l-affari il-kunċerta dikinar kien tant suċċess.
Inti tqajt miegħu personalment dan.
Ġo Londra, li m'għandux qasam xejn ma ta' kedha.
Ma
kont intqajt miegħu dan bniedem li għandu. Bniedem
magħruf ħafna.
Magħruf li jagħmel intervisti ma' l-aqwa l-aqwa mużiċisti tad-dinja. U wieħed minnhom huwa dan Pavarotti. U għatlu x'għamilna x m'għamilniex bejn Malta u Washington kien interessat sliftu il-recording tal-kunċert ta' Malta u għamilli intervista fuq u li tajtek kopja tiegħu. U mbagħad saqsini hekk jinteressani jiex nisma' xi intervisti li jagħmlu ma' kantanti. U jiena peress li Pavarotti kien wieħed mill-kantanti li tenur li jogħġobni ħafna, li follow jgħidu smajtu diversi drabi anki live. Tlabtu li jagħtini dal-kopja tal-intervista ta' Pavarotti. U minn hekk bdiet.
Ġifieri dawn is-CDs li inti għaddejt li dawna kienu sa' għamilhom intervista John Tolanski lil Pavarotti.
Lil Pavarotti.
Barra minn hekk għamel intervista lilek ukoll dwar dan l-avveniment partikolari ta' Tucker Foundation. Li ġim sejjaħ opera Across the Atlantic.
Across the Atlantic, li kienet anki għalli ħaġa ġdida, insomma.
U dik għaddejti li jintu kol.
U dik għaddejti li ku kol.
U intaklu inti bihom daw l-avveniment, dal-avveniment.
Ta' Malta?
Tolanski.
Skur.
Kif il-tqajt miegħu? Tiftakar kif il-tqajt ma' Tolanski?
Dana kien mux jallim, dana kien jiġbor grupp ta' nis ġo Londra li interessati fil-mużika, interessati fil-opera, u kien jħodhom dar tiegħu darba u dartejn fix-xahar gratis, u jispjegalhom l-opera u kantatti biex għalmen jippromote u għamel promotion
tal-opera.
Jien għandi ġiġ titfal miżdewġin Londra u għadha minnhom kienet tmur lezzjonijiet għandu.
Għand Tolanski.
Mhux lezzjonijiet iktar lectures għandu. U darba qalt li kont Londra qalt li għax ma tiġix miegħi. U mortu smajtu dana kien jagħmel sejgħu u bniedem insomma kolt ħafna
fil-mużika in ġenerali u anki fl-arti.
Fl-opra, fl-opra, speċjalment fl-opra. U wara li smajtu il-lecture jew da mort kellimtu għatlu minn jien, għatlu li kellix naqsam ma' teatru Manuel, insomma, eċetera, eċetera.
Kien jaf bit-teatru Manuel?
Ma kienx jaf wisq bit-teatru Manuel, le, dak iż-żmien, insomma, jiena tajtu l-informazzjoni kollha li stajt, kien interessat ħafna. U bdejna minn hemm speċi, minn hemm u mbagħad saqsieni kif għatlek. Ekk jista' jagħmel intervista fuq għalin u jaċċettajt. U mbagħad kien tani rekord ta'.
U dak rekord, issa rekord qiegħda għandna u fil-fatt tista' se nsemmawha lill-pubbliku li qiegħed jismana minn daru. Mela dina hija recording tal-intervista se nisimgħu f'intervista ma' John Tolanski
ġvera.
Titkellem dwar dan għall-proġett li kien Opera Across the Atlantic.
Et If you don't love me, I love you. And if I love you, you take care. Carmen's Habanera, just after she's made her first appearance in the opera. This artist here singing the part is new hot property at the New York Metropolitan Opera. Mezzo-soprano Kate Aldridge made her debut there last year as Maddalena in Rigoletto. But in this performance, she's not singing in New York. She's in an historic and beautiful old theatre in Malta, the Manuel Theatre. And that's where this special concert, organised by the Richard Tucker Music Foundation, took place at the end of last May. One of the most eagerly awaited events each year in New York is the annual Richard Tucker Music Foundation's Opera Celebration, in which some of the world's most sought-after international stars appear in a free community concert of arias and duets. That's part of the Foundation's remit, perpetuating the artistic legacy of the great tenor Richard Tucker through the support and advancement of the careers of talented young American opera singers, and by bringing opera into the community. Since its creation in 1975, the Foundation's donated $2 million in grants, scholarships, education programs, and awards. And in doing so, it's helped to launch the careers of some of the most brilliant singers of recent times. Renee Fleming, Aprile Millo, Jennifer Larmor, Deborah Voigt, and Richard Leach are some of the Richard Tucker Award winners of the past. Well, just occasionally, the Foundation has organised gala concerts outside New York, and last May it presented a particularly ambitious and indeed groundbreaking event when it travelled with a group of prestigious international singers to Malta for an evening with the National Orchestra of Malta, conducted by Eugene Cohn, at the Manuel Theatre. And the entire concert was also seen and heard simultaneously by an audience of over 1,600 people in the George Washington Lisner Auditorium in Washington, D.C. Well, this marvellous adventure and achievement came about and flourished because of the meeting of three people. John Lowell, the former Malta ambassador to the U.S., Barry Tucker, the president of the Richard Tucker Foundation, and he's Richard Tucker's son, and Michael Sonnenreich, one of the directors of the Tucker Foundation, and until last year he was the chairman of the Washington National Opera at the Kennedy Center. It's a really remarkable story, and to find out just exactly how it did all evolve, I spoke with John Lowell, who's been a passionate opera lover all his life. And, very crucially, he'd been the chairman of the Manuel Theatre in Malta for 10 years before he took up his post as ambassador to the United States.
When I actually arrived in Washington, my heart was still with the theatre in Malta, and the first thing I did was to make sure that I got in touch with the people who are responsible for theatre in Washington. I met a certain Mr. Sonnenreich, Michael Sonnenreich, first, who was my neighbor also in Washington, and he was, till about a year ago, the chairman of the National Opera in Washington. And during my stance there, he invited me a few times to New York for many concerts. And one of the concerts 3 years ago was the Tucker Foundation concert, which was fantastic. I also met, of course, Barry Tucker now, who's running that, as chairman. And I also tried to introduce a Maltese tenor by the name of Joseph Kaleya to sing at the Tucker concert, which eventually he did. And having done so, the idea came up between Michael Sonnenreich, Barry Tucker and myself as to why not see if they could start this concert away from American shores. Malta, of course, was my choice, and the theatre which I ran for 10 years, of course, was even a closer choice to home.
Let's have a look at this theatre, this wonderful, beautiful theatre.
Yes, we're very proud to say that the Manuel Theatre, and the Manuel is named after a grandmaster, a Portuguese grandmaster, by the name of Manuel de Vilhena,
and it was built by this Grand Master in 1734-35, which makes it one of the probably oldest live theatres today in the world. Baroque, not very large, but beautiful, and it holds about 700 seats. If anybody who comes and sings there goes back with an open heart towards it.
And at the Richard Tucker Foundation concert there last May, there were 10 of them, including here Patrick Carfizzi. He's singing Come un'ape from Rossini's La Cenerentola, Cinderella. And this is where Dandini is disguised as his master, Prince Ramiro. And that's because he's troubleshooting for possible marriage potential for him at Don Magnifico's house. Like a bee, he sings, he's hopped from flower to flower, but he just can't find a woman who's special enough to be his wife.
Come un'ape nei giorni d'aprile, va volando leggera e scherzosa, corre il giglio, poi salta e allora sa dolce un fiore a cercare per sé.
To have 10 top singers from the Metropolitan, La Scala and so on, in an hour and a half, all singing together, it was, I mean, the applause at the end was unbelievable, the standing ovation, the whole atmosphere was grand. And we did do one thing, which is also very new, is we transmitted all this live to Washington, which is a very important factor. It was a first for the Tucker Foundation, it was a first also for our Maltese television. So the same time we were watching at 7:30 p.m. in Malta, 1,600 Americans were watching it in an auditorium in Washington, which made sort of, this was also a part of my last goodbye to the Americans from Malta, because I thought, what better than introducing Malta to the Americans than having a live concert from my island, having just finished from being an ambassador there.
Dove mortai non vano non va, il seco al cielo è leggermi, dove mortai, mortai non va, dove
Max Minor Dicker recording Tassi Dili Titanians, Mr. Lowell, Opera Across the Atlantic. Kutaja plina idu li l-kantanti li smajna raħartnejn u maħtnejn li fil-fadġe u Malta biex jihdu sem f'dana il-proġett li jitella anki mit-Tucker Foundation iżvera f'pajjiżna.
Iktar minn hekk għax huma recording tal-kunċert li għamilna
Malta. Attwali li sar Malta, mela. Jina l-estate mistoqsijiet hawnhekk, waħda minnhom hija s-CD ta' Pavarotti issa, morru lura għall-intervista li għamel John Tolanski lil-Pavarotti. Kif waslet għandek?
Kif tiġa spjegajtlek ftit Joyce, li dana John u Tolanski tqajt miegħu Londra? Ma se naġa nirrepeti li għatlek, Joyce.
Le, inti għajt mi għaw emmek.
U
mbatt għatlu introduċi
għilek. Xamil tu dan? Preżament.
U mbatt għaddilek il-CD.
Pala mi li pjaċir, għalli għandek għalli dina ħagġa importanti għafna, xe Pavarotti Mhux ħafna nies intervista. Allina, tal-li inti tajni pjaċirli.
Fil-fatt nixtieq nagħmellek mistoqsija issa li toħroġ minn di. X'inhu l-interess tiegħek fl-opra u f'Pavarotti partikolarment. Inti diġà tajt nixt nifhem li Pavarotti huwa wieħed kien wieħed mill-kantanti favoritijak. Nimmaġina li għadu.
Għadu għalija, jiena għalija naħseb li taqbel miegħek inti li huwa. Wieħed mill-aqwa tenuri li qed kellha id-dinja kollha u mhux.
Ħafna jgħidu li jippreferu jisimgħuh milli jarawh l-ewwel waħda jiena, meta partikolarment fl-ewwel programm smajna kemm kien raġel sabiħ meta kien żgħir, però ma naħsibx li xi ħadd jista' jgħid l-istess kliem meta kien qed jiċċelebra s-70 sena tiegħu għax kien sar daq żgwarda robba.
Jiena naqbel miegħek, naqbel.
Allura ħafna jgħidu nippreferi nisimgħu milli narah. Taqbel miegħi.
Naqbel miegħek u naqbel ma' dawk li qalu lek hekk ukoll.
Għaliex leħnu baqa' però baqa' frisk, baqa' sabiħ, baqa' sottili.
U ħaġa sabiħa hija li narawh ma nistax narawh iktar. Imma l-vuċi tiegħu taqpa' dejjem hemm.
U għamel ħafna recordings anki DVDs, jiġifieri għal minn ma jiddejjaqx jara.
Ħafna recordings, ħafna recordings.
Mela, personalment l-interess tiegħek fl-opra dik ma tinniex.
Jiena l-opra, ħanajlek, jiena l-opra bdejt nieħu interess ħafna fl-opra wara li konti ġa kbir, tax meta kont żgħir lilek verità.
Kienet iddejqek.
Kienet iddejjani, għax konna nkollu ħana d-dar, kont għandni żgħar forsi kelli 8 snin ta' u kienu bil-forsi ħalun jiġalunna noqogħdu fis-salott li semgħu in-nannit, in-nanna tdoqq il-pjano Nannu kien ikanta ftit, u mbagħad kienu jġibu xi guests li kantaw u dejjem.
U jagħmlu swarja mużikali d-dar.
Swarja u dika kienet ħaġa popolari ħafna. Mbagħad wara żmien twil, ngħid ma' Alfredo Spiteri Mallia. Li
kien dilettant
ħafna u kien dejjem il-Manuel Theatre li sakar qabel żmien ju dan. U kien se jmur jisma' l-opri l-Italja. U għalli diċi darba għaliex ma tiġix miegħi. U tħajjart is-sena li dej sena ta' wara morna jiena l-mara tiegħi. U ħarġajt bdejt nieħu interess fl-opri u konna allura nsifru apposta mhux l-Italja biss anke l-Ewropa biex nisimgħu kantanti
famużi
u dan. U bħajt dejjem iktar ma nisma' iktar ma nieħu gost iktar ma tisma' mużika iktar ma tieħu gost biha.
Semmejna l-mużika, mużika in ġenerali, mużika in ġenerali tħobba ġifieri mhux
anki kunċerti li anki kunċerti.
Mużika da kamera, mużika sinfonika.
Anki ħafna. L-opera in ġenerali insomma. U mużika in ġenerali, mhux opera.
Mużika in ġenerali, l-opera hija biss ġeneru wieħed ta' mużika. U inti il-mużika toġbok kollha. Illum il-ġurnata għadek issegwi? Għadek jissegwi xena, xinu jiġri barra minn Malta, jew inkella tattendi teatru u taqfem?
Le, anki niprofa naqra ftit xa tisir, imma mux għed nitu interess personali fjom, ma xillum għed najda kiena irtirat.
Irtirat.
Ma issa iktar għandi żmien kważi kważi nisma mużika, x'anki d-dar jena għandi ħafna records tajbin u radio nisma li lek ħafna wkoll fuq il-radio. U iva bajt
Għajt segwi.
Ma nix immur nisma
kunċerti.
Ma involut minni xejn. Minni xejn.
Inti irreżinjajt minn ċermen meta l-ħaqt ambasċatur, ġvera, għall-Istati Uniti.
Da, sex nililu, sa.
Fi 2003 għatli.
2003, spiċċajt minn ċermen.
Spiċċajt minn ċermen ta' Teatru Manuel u sirt ambasċatur. B'kombinazzjoni ħana għamilek mistoqsija li hija l-idea personali tiegħek. Kombinazzjoni nhar l-erba' jew ftit żmien ilu intqajt ma' waħda mill-kantanti ewlenin f'Malta u din qalt li ara tikdbinni xi ħaġa jew tajt xi ħaġa dwar nuqqas opportunità għall-kantanti Maltin li għandhom biex ikantaw f'Malta. Mhux kulħadd jaħsibha l-istess, hawn min jaħsibha li għandha raġun hawn min jgħid li forsi hija ftit imġebda żejjed. Inti taħseb li int personalment issa se nagħmellek mistoqsija, taħseb li wasal iż-żmien li jew il-kantanti stess jiffurmaw kumpanija, jew inkella l-pajjiż joffri iktar opportunitajiet li l-kantanti żgħażagħ Maltin mhux barranin Maltin.
Il-prinċipju li qed tgħid lill-kantanti li kelmitek. Huwa tajjeb. Għax dejjem tajjeb li l-gvern jew inkella minnu responsabbli jagħmel sforz li gli crea che mi stai con il talent musicist da Malta. Questa situazione...
Meta kont chairman inti, kienaw bżejjed biex isserraħ rasek fuq l-involviment ta' kantanti tajbin Maltin, kienaw kantanti Maltin tajbin bżejjed?
Użgur li kienaw, użgur li kienaw, u għana konna namlu l-om promozzjoni tajba ħafna fit-teatru, għax għana kienni konna ħafna kunċerti anki sal-għadwar niftakar, kunċerti ta' muzicisti ġodda, ta' kantanti ġodda, u dik naħseb kienet parti mill-dover tagħna bina pala ċemlu anki l-komitat tiegħi. Li għaw il-lum, peress li minnix intisi, ktar ħafna minnix f-pozizjoni najlek prezentament kifini l-affari, biex naqbel ma' l-kantanta li kelmitek li suppost iktar ma' jagħmlu jagħtuhom opportunitajiet trid tiftakar ukoll illum, għaw ħafna kantanti anki barra minn Malta li huma tajbin u li huma. U li huma jipprova huma jkollhom ukoll jiġifieri opportunitajiet li jkantaw forsi f'postijiet iktar importanti milli qegħdin jitkantaw llum. Allora hemm dil-kompetizzjoni kbira. Jiena naħseb anke l-idea li għandna llum għandna ambaxxatur tal-mużika lirika
Joseph Kalleja.
Jiena naħseb li anke dik diġà qed tgħin ħafna li huwa magħruf. Tista' tgħid illum fid-dinja kollha. U dik jagħti iktar ċans allura li forsi kantanti Maltin anki l-idea li Malti jisimgħu li hemm skop kbir li hemm talent kbir.
U jistgħu jsifru huma. Mhux kulħadd huwa lest li jsifer għax hawn minn għandu l-familja u minn għandu.
Ġifieri spejjeż ukoll biex.
Jinqalgħu l-ispejjeż u allura forsi tista' tinħolu anki xi ħaġa private-public partnership min jaf. Jow inkella il-Zaza stess jifurmaw kumpanija tal-opera, jow inkella kumpanija ta' kant.
Ta' kant, għax opera biss.
Ta' kant, għax opera biss, mux bil-forsi kolla nis. Imma ikkun hemm kategoriji differenti ta' kantanti li jkunu membri ta' din għal-kumpanija li mexuha huma stess tiġi isa' kooperattiva.
Forsi min qed jismana llum
jiġib
xi ħajra u jaqbel magħna.
Jew inkella basta anki jekk nisimgħu jew naqraw il-femiet ta' semija tagħna tkun idea tajba wkoll jekk ikun hemm xi ħadd.
Veru.
Li jikteb u jgħidilna u x'jaħseb dwar dina. Għalina forsi mhix problema, imma min ikun studja l-kantu dedika qatt ta' snin mbagħad isib li forsi f'season ikollu opportunità waħda biex tkanta li mhix biżejjed biex tibni karriera. Għalihom hija problema insuperabbli biex ngħidu hekk u allura tajjeb li nibdew inħarsu lejn il-problema u naraw x'nistgħu nagħmlu u anki huma x'jistgħu jagħmlu huma stess, però in the meantime. Il-mużika ta' Pavarotti tibqa' dejja, mhux vera.
Tikha dejjem. Ma tmutx.
Jiena nintaqa'
miegħek.
U miet fil-fatt. Jiena nintaqa' miegħek il-Manuel ma Teriż ukoll tkun li oħra li hija bniedem oħra.
Għandna mmorru dejjem il-Manuel.
Nintaqa' magħhom ta' spiss u jiena ċerta li s-semmija tagħna jħossuhom grati lejk li għaddejt li dawna s-CDs biex jiena nkun nista' nsemmalhom lil Pavarotti stess. U nis tal-kalibru tijaw jitkelmu dwar Pavarotti fl-intervista li kien għamillu John Tolanski, dejjem ngħidu Polanski, ma bżbar, Tolanski, meta għala 70 senekku. Grazzi ħafna, eccellenza, ngħidlek eccellenza.
Mhux m'għandniex eccellenza.
Imma xortat għandek il-grata ambaxxatur. Nirringrazzjak.
Nirringrazzjak anke li għata l-istedina u new gost li għalmenu recording li kellijien.
Samniħ maħat tieħor. Jiena nirringrazzja aktar li għażilt propju l-programm tiegħi biex tgħaddili din is-CD ħalli nkun nista' nsemmaha l-semmija ta' Campus FM. Grazzi ħafna.
Dan kien il-pjaċir tiegħi.
Grazzi ħafna.
Je
If you don't love me, I love you. And if I love you, you take care. Carmen's Habanera, just after she's made her first appearance in the opera. This artist here singing the part is new hot property at the New York Metropolitan Opera. Mezzo-soprano Kate Aldridge made her debut there last year as Maddalena in Rigoletto. But in this performance, she's not singing in New York. She's in an historic and beautiful old theatre in Malta, the Manuel Theatre. And that's where this special concert, organised by the Richard Tucker Music Foundation, took place at the end of last May. One of the most eagerly awaited events each year in New York is the annual Richard Tucker Music Foundation's Opera Celebration, in which some of the world's most sought-after international stars appear in a free community concert of arias and duets. That's part of the Foundation's remit, perpetuating the artistic legacy of the great tenor Richard Tucker through the support and advancement of the careers of talented young American opera singers and by bringing opera into the community. Since its creation in 1975, the Foundation's donated $2 million in grants, scholarships, education programs, and awards. And in doing so, it's helped to launch the careers of some of the most brilliant singers of recent times. Renee Fleming, Aprile Milo, Jennifer Larmor, Deborah Voigt, and Richard Leach are some of the Richard Tucker Award winners of the past. Well, just occasionally, the Foundation has organised gala concerts outside New York, and last May it presented a particularly ambitious and indeed groundbreaking event when it travelled with a group of prestigious international singers to Malta for an evening with the National Orchestra of Malta, conducted by Eugene Cohn, at the Manuel Theatre. And the entire concert was also seen and heard simultaneously by an audience of over 1,600 people in the George Washington Lisner Auditorium in Washington, D.C. Well, this marvellous adventure and achievement came about and flourished because of the meeting of three people. John Lowell, the former Malta ambassador to the U.S., Barry Tucker, the president of the Richard Tucker Foundation, and he's Richard Tucker's son, and Michael Sonnenreich, one of the directors of the Tucker Foundation, and until last year he was the chairman of the Washington National Opera at the Kennedy Center. It's a really remarkable story, and to find out just exactly how it did all evolve, I spoke with John Lowell, who's been a passionate opera lover all his life, and, very crucially, he'd been the chairman of the Manuel Theatre in Malta for 10 years before he took up his post as ambassador to the United States.
When I actually arrived in Washington, my heart was still with the theatre in Malta, and the first thing I did was to make sure that I got in touch with the people who are responsible for theatre in Washington. I met a certain Mr. Sonnenreich, Michael Sonnenreich, first, who was my neighbor also in Washington, and he was, till about a year ago, the chairman of the National Opera in Washington. And during my stance there, he invited me a few times to New York for many concerts. And one of the concerts 3 years ago was the Tucker Foundation concert, which was fantastic. I also met, of course, Barry Tucker now, who's running that, as chairman. And I also tried to introduce a Maltese tenor by the name of Joseph Calleja to sing at the Tucker concert, which eventually he did. And having done so, the idea came up between Michael Sonnenreich, Barry Tucker and myself as to why not see if they could start this concert away from American shores. Malta, of course, was my choice, and the theatre which I ran for 10 years, of course, was even a closer choice to home.
Let's have a look at this theatre, this wonderful, beautiful theatre.
Yes, we're very proud to say that the Manuel Theatre, and the Manuel is named after a grandmaster, a Portuguese grandmaster, by the name of Manuel de Villena, and it was built by this grandmaster in 1734-35, which makes it one of the probably oldest live theatres today in the world. Baroque, not very large, but beautiful, and it holds about 700 seats. If anybody who comes and sings there goes back with an open heart towards it.
And at the Richard Tucker Foundation concert there last May, there were 10 of them, including here Patrick Carfizzi. He's singing Come un'ape from Rossini's La Cenerentola, Cinderella. And this is where Dandini is disguised as his master, Prince Ramiro. And that's because he's troubleshooting for possible marriage potential for him at Don Magnifico's house. Like a bee, he sings, he's hopped from flower to flower, but he just can't find a woman who's special enough to be his wife.
Come un'ape nei giorni d'aprile, va volando, leggera e scherzosa, corre il giglio, poi salta e allora dolce un fiore a cercare per sé.
To have 10 top singers from the Metropolitan, La Scala and so on, in an hour and a half, all singing together, it was, I mean, the applause at the end was unbelievable, the standing ovation, the whole atmosphere was grand. And we did do one thing, which is also very new, is we transmitted all this live to Washington, which is a very important factor. It was a first for the Tucker Foundation, it was a first also for our Maltese television. So the same time we were watching at 7:30 p.m. in Malta, 1,600 Americans were watching it in an auditorium in Washington, which made sort of, this was also a part of my last goodbye to the Americans from Malta, because I thought, what better than introducing Malta to the Americans than having a live concert from my island, having just finished from being an ambassador there.
Dove mortai non vano non va, il seco al cielo è leggermi, dove mortai, mortai non va, dove
Komplu biktar tarif dwar Luciano Pavarotti, tarif li anki ħafna minnu ħattu l-komino fuq dawk iż-żewġ CDs li tani Mr. Lowell li smajna permezz ta' dawn is-CDs li Pavarotti stess jitkellem dwar ħajtu l-karriera tiegħu. Ħafna tarif interessanti li żgur li laqat lil dawk li ħobbu l-opra. Illum però nispiċċaw it-tarif dwar Luciano Pavarotti. Il-ġimgħa l-oħra timmejna billi għadna li Luciano ingħata ħafna ġieħ, medalji, awards, u xnafjien minn ħafna pajjiżi. It-tmeninijat u d-disajnijat kienu snin meta Pavarotti kien fil-qoċċata tal-karriera. F'nofs it-tmeninijiet reġa' lura għat-teatru ta' Vienna u teatru La Scala ta' Milan li kienu ġabulu tant suċċessi kbar. Imbagħad kien protagonista ewlieni fil-kunċert magħruf bħala The Three Tenors li se nisimgħu partijiet minnu l-ġimgħa d-dieħla. Imbagħad ħassem f'numru ta' kunċerti kbar ħafna li normalment kienu jsiru fil-beraħ, dawn saru f'Londra, f'New York, f'Pariġi, f'Hyde Park biex inkun eżatta kellu udjenza ta' nofs miljun ruħ. Waqt li reġa' ħassem f'The Three Tenors li kien repetut f'Los Angeles, f'Pariġi u f'Yokohama. Dan sar ta' Yokohama fis-sena 2002. Bidan kieħu sem film, samnek kuħat jiftakar dak il-film li xejn ma ġablu suċċess, Yes Giorgio, li kien falliment. Però beda jieħu sem ukoll dokumentarji li marru pjuttost aħjar. Però mhux kollox kien Witch il-G tal-Pavarotti. Fis-sena 2004, l-ex-manager tiegħu, Herbert Breslin, ħareġ ktieb jismu The King and I. Dan allega affarijiet xejn żbieħ dwar it-tenur. Fost affarijiet oħra qal li Pavarotti, dan Herbert Breslin, qal li Pavarotti ma kienx jaf jaqra l-mużika u ma kienx bekk jaf jistudja. Maqdar anki l-imġieba personali ta' tenur. Pavarotti ħalih u qatt ma rid jammetti li ma kienx jaf jaqra l-mużika. Titqabel ġifieri fl-aħħar tas-sena 2003 ħareġ album differenti għal kollox kien jismu Pavarotti and Friends. Li jissa sen nisimaw silta minnu. Dik is-sena stess, jiġifieri fis-sena 2003, inħata Commander ta' The Order of Cultural Merit ta' Monaco.
Come on! non so più sperare. E quell'amore non so più aspettare.
Is there a time for tying ribbons? A time for Christmas trees? Is there a time for laying tables when the night is set to freeze?
Aħħar darba li kanta fuq il-palk kien fil-Metropolitan fit-13 ta' Marzu 2004. Kanta ir-rwol ta' Mario Cavaradossi fit-Tosca ta' Puccini. L-aħħar dera tiegħu fil-produzzjoni kbira kienet f'Taiwan f'Diċembru tal-2005. Ftit tal-aħħar kellu joqgħod għall-operazzjoni fonqu u ftit wara għamel żewġ operazzjonijiet oħra f'daru u kellu jħassar il-bookings li kien jagħmel fl-Istati Uniti, fil-Kanada u fil-Renju Unit. Imma mbagħad kanta fl-Olympics tax-xitwa f'Torin meta kanta nessun dorma. Hemm ingħata l-itwal applaws li qatt kellu meta kanta nessun dorma mit-Turandot. Il-kunċert kien irrekordjat minn qabel, għax Pavarotti kien ċert li ma kienx se jkun kapaċi jkanta f'temperaturi baxxi bħalma kien hemm f'Turin. Il-Kumitat tal-Lop Olimpiku kien ilu jipprova jipperswadih ir-rekordja, imma Pavarotti qatt mariet. Fl-aħħar iżda baxxa rasu. Luċjanu mbagħad tasem fi proġetti ta' beneficenza għaliex ma kienx biss jimxi fuq il-karriera tiegħu imma kien ikun mitlub minn ħafna organizzazzjonijiet biex jagħti semu għal beneficenza. Kien itella Pavarotti and Friends, aħna smajna silta anke l-opening u l-closing ta' dan il-programm huwa proprju mis-sidi li ħareġ Pavarotti and Friends. Kien itella Pavarotti and Friends f'Modena, kunċerti li fihom ħadu sehem Andrea Bocelli, Bon Jovi, Bono, Mariah Carey, Elton John, Celine Dion, Meatloaf, The Spice Girls, Queen, Sting u oħrajn. Dana kien jagħmilhom bilan li jgħinu proġetti tal-ġnus maquda. Kanta wkoll f'kunċerti msejħa War Child u f'oħrajn bris il-Bosnia, bris Guatemala, bris il-Kosovo u bris l-Iraq. Waqqaf ukoll Music Center f'Mostar biex nisb talent ikunu jistgħu jingħataw taħriġ professjonali. Għal dawn l-inizjattivi Sarajevo laħqitu ċittadin onorarju fis-sena 2006. Pavarotti kien ħabib kbir tal-Prinċipessa Diana u għalkemm ma kantax fil-funeral tagħha, because the grief is in my throat, qalu stess, attenda xorta waħda. Kienu ħafna l-midalji li ngħata minn istituzzjonijiet prestiġjużi bħal United Nations ngħidu aħna, Freedom of London Award, il-United Nations Statue Award oħra, Award for Services to Humanity, Music Cares Person of the Year u tant oħrajn. Fl-istess żmien saret lu dijanjosi ta' kanser fil-pankreas u minkejja li sarulu qatt ta' operazzjonijiet miet f'daru f'Modena fis-6 ta' Settembru 2007. Eluf ta' nies raw il-korteo funebri u attendew is-servizz reliġjuż fil-Katedral ta' Modena. Għal dan għall-funeral attendew Romano Prodi li kien President tal-Italja u Kofi Annan mill-United Nations. Waqt li le frecce trikolore, dawk l-ajruplani li ħallu l-kulur meta tiru fil-oli, taru fuq il-belt ta' Modena u ħallew il-kuluri tal-bandira taljana warajhom. Pavarotti kien miżewweġ darbtejn, lill-għadwa li minna kellu tliet tibniet, kien ilu liż-żewġ 34 sena, u lill-Nicoletta Mantovani li kienet ħafna eżar minnu u li kellha ftit inkwiet mhux ħażin wara mewtu. Nicoletta kellha tifla minn Pavarotti li twildet qabel iż-żwieġ. Iżda tifel li twielet waqt iż-żwieġ, Riccardo miet meta kien qed jitwieled minn komplikazzjonijiet waqt it-twelid. B'kollox, Pavarotti ma mhix ħafija, ħalla warajh 300 miljun euro u fuq hekk kien hemm l-inkwiet kif se jinqasam il-wirt li kellu għamel żewġ testamenti imma mbagħad imxew fuq l-aħħar wieħed. Iżda fuq kollox ħalla l-vuċi tiegħu fuq CDs u DVDs li nistgħu napprezzaw il-ġmiel tal-vuċi li kellu. U bekk wasal fit-tmiem ta' dan il-programm nirringrazzjali t-tekniku li kellimi għallum li Kenneth Mizzi, ma partikolarment nixtieq nirringrazzjali s-Sur Lowell li s-Sur John Lowell li għaddili dik is-CD li jużaj dawna it-tliet programmi dedikati lill-vuċi sabiħa ta' Luciano Pavarotti. Ovvjament nirringrazzjali l-kom semmija ta' dan l-istazzjon. Ġewġ Gulajmir, selmilkom. Dak kien Kantjan. Program li fih tajna ġieħ lill-vuċi tal-bniedem, il-vuċi umana. Il Kidba Produzioni, presentazione Kienuta, Joyce Gulaimir.